757 makes an emergency landing at LAX. Australia's CASA will investigate safety at Qantas. And the U.S. Air Force's new chief of staff wants lots more F-35s. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, August 6th, 2008. Yesterday was supposed to be the grand arrival of the Emirates Airlines Airbus A380 at Los Angeles International Airport, complete with a water cannon salute. But the big airliner was upstaged by the emergency landing of American Airlines Flight 31, which had just taken off from LAX to Honolulu about 8:48 a.m. The pilot thought he smelled smoke in the cabin and turned back. The Associated Press reports passengers were evacuated using inflatable chutes after an otherwise routine landing. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. FAA spokesman Ian Greger said he could not recall the last time an aircraft deployed evacuation chutes at an airport. Quote, "That's essentially up to the pilot who makes the call based on the particular circumstance," unquote. City Fire spokesman Brian Humphrey theorized that the pilot's decision was prompted by a full passenger load. The 757 was carrying 188 passengers and a crew of six. Humphrey said six passengers, including a child, were treated for bumps, bruises, and other minor injuries. No evidence of an actual fire was ever found. If there really had been a fire, though, circumstances couldn't have been much better. Fire trucks were already in position to spray a ceremonial water salute over the arriving A380. Instead, the arrival of the Emirates plane was delayed 45 minutes by the emergency, and the water salute was canceled. Following a highly visible incident on board a Qantas Airways Boeing 747 last month, and two less serious incidents over the past 10 days, Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority says it will investigate safety standards at the airline. As ANN reported, a blast thought to have come from the explosion of an onboard oxygen canister blew a hole in the fuselage of a 747 flying from Hong Kong to Melbourne on July 25th. Nobody was injured, but the plane made an emergency landing at Manila, and media attention was heightened as two other Qantas flights later suffered minor mechanical failures that forced diversions. A domestic flight from Melbourne to Adelaide was forced to turn back July 28th after a landing gear door would not retract. 5 days later, a hydraulic leak forced a flight to Manila to return to Sydney shortly after takeoff. CASA spokesman Peter Gibson told the Australian Associated Press, quote, "We have no evidence to suggest there are problems within Qantas, but we think it's prudent and wise to go in with a new special team and take an additional look at a range of operational issues," unquote. Qantas has never had a passenger fatality in 50 years of flying. Qantas engineering manager David Cox says the airline is fine with the review. President Bush's nominee for chief of staff of the U.S. Air Force surprised lawmakers last week with the announcement he had been given approval to plan for more purchases of the F-35 Lightning II fighter jet between 2010 and 2015. The Associated Press reports General Norton Schwartz's statements before the Senate Armed Services Committee also confounded some in the U.S. Air Force. Many don't expect the bold plan to really go anywhere, given that we're going to have a new administration coming in January. Current plans call for the Air Force to take delivery of 24 planes in 2011, with increases to 42 and 48 in 2012 and 13. But Schwartz said those numbers could surge to as many as 110 deliveries annually by the middle of the next decade. Defense analyst Lauren Thompson says he's heard similar musings from the Office of Management and Budget. There's been no word yet on where the Pentagon expects to find the money for those extra planes. As Thompson notes dryly, quote, "The fact that a different administration would have to decide on spending the money and the fact that we're facing a budget deficit of $500 billion makes any increase problematic," unquote. Coming up next, a pilots union uses a lawsuit to work around a gag rule. Obama does a 180 on NASA funding in front of a Space Coast crowd. And Delta will be the first to offer in-flight broadband. You're listening to Aero News.
Fly wise with the visionary new Piper Jets wide-open six-seat comfort and stellar performance. Single Williams turbofan FJ44 3AP engine. Maximum cruise speed 360 knots true. Range 1,300 nautical miles. Useful load 800 pounds. Maximum operating altitude 35,000 feet. Optional seventh seat or lavatory. The Piper Jet. No compromises. To learn more about the new Piper Jet, log on to Piper.com or call 866-FLY-PIPER.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com. At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 6th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In what is widely acknowledged as a sly end run around legal technicalities, the Allied Pilots Association sued American Airlines Friday for the right to tell its members not to work voluntary overtime. The Dallas Morning News reports APA President Captain Lloyd Hill wants to prevent many pilots who only recently returned from furlough to be among 200 furloughed after Labor Day. Quote, "Being furloughed twice in such a short period of time, especially when it's so easily avoidable, would be a tremendous hardship for these pilots and their families," unquote. Overall, American says it will cut its workforce by 7,000, part of cuts in capacity to downsize in the face of high fuel prices. Under current rules, pilots and American may work 5 additional hours past their designated maximum of 78. The airline now wants pilots to work as much as 95 hours a month. Hill wants to suggest to existing pilots that they decline windfall overtime pay in order to force the carrier to keep more pilots on the active roster. There's just one problem. He can't legally tell them directly. So, the union files a lawsuit, and the message gets to the members through the press. You have to give Hill points for finding a creative workaround. American Airlines spokeswoman Sue Gordon declined comment on the union's lawsuit. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama may have set himself up for charges of being a flip-flopper. The Orlando Sentinel reports that in a dramatic reversal of policy, Obama on Saturday told supporters on Florida's Space Coast he no longer favors cuts to NASA's budget. Quote, "We cannot cede our leadership in space," unquote. Obama had earlier criticized plans to return to the moon, then go on to Mars, calling for a delay to allow spending more on education programs. But Saturday, when addressing a group at Brevard Community College in Titusville, where livelihoods depend on the Kennedy Space Center, he promised, quote, "Under my watch, NASA will inspire the world, make America stronger, and help grow the economy here in Florida," unquote. Obama is now promising to support one more space shuttle flight beyond 2010 to delay the furlough of thousands of contract workers. Quote, "We cannot afford to lose their expertise," unquote. Obama's previous position remained on his website till Saturday. His opponent was quick to pounce. Quote, "Barack Obama once again demonstrated that his words really don't matter," unquote. John McCain has supported going to the moon by 2020, but also has called for a freeze on discretionary funding, on which NASA routinely relies. Delta Airlines says it will begin offering wireless broadband internet service on domestic flights as early as next month. The Washington Post reports that makes Delta the first U.S. carrier to commit its entire fleet to the technology. Delta's partner on the project is Aircell, which has similar projects underway with American Airlines and Virgin America. Until now, you couldn't even have many of these devices turned on in flight. Now you'll be able to use your computer or your mobile phone or BlackBerry to access Aircell's GoGo broadband network. Of course, it won't be free. You'll pay about as much for service on one flight as you would at home for a month of dial-up. Delta says it'll charge a flat fee of $9.95 on flights of 3 hours or less and $12.95 on flights of more than 3 hours. First to get the new technology will be Delta's MD-88s and MD-90s, with the rest of its planes following by next summer. Still ahead, slot auctions begin September 3rd at Newark Liberty. The Port Authority of New York vows to fight the FAA on slots. And EAA bean counters are breathing a sigh of relief. You're listening to Aero News.
The Evolution Flight Display is the first expandable glass cockpit system for GA aircraft. It's easy to afford, with breakthrough performance, easy to install into existing panels, and delivers enhanced safety, reduced pilot workload, and the ability to grow with you and your airplane. The Evolution Flight Display brings technology and capability, once available only in the largest aircraft or at enormous expense, to your aircraft, with little more downtime and cost than overhauling your antiquated mechanical gyros. Find out more at AspenAvionics.com.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, August 6, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters has announced an upcoming event the major U.S. airlines hoped would never happen. On September 3rd, the DOT will auction one slot for a daily round-trip flight serving Newark Liberty Airport. The lease will have a five-year term, and DOT promises the revenue will be spent on measures to reduce delays and enhance capacity at New York area airports. In making the announcement, Peters said, quote, "This auction will allow us to implement market mechanisms on a small scale, gauge interest, and determine a slot's market value. However, the real winners in this auction will be consumers, who stand to benefit from more reliable air service that costs less in terms of both time and money," unquote. Two slots were originally allocated to EOS Airlines, but that airline went bankrupt. After terms and conditions of the lease are made available on the FAA's procurement website, public comments will be accepted till August 18th. A final notice and invitation to bid will be published August 25th, and the auction itself will take place on September 3rd. Peters added, quote, "Market-based mechanisms are the best way to assure consumers will receive quality service at affordable prices and have been very successful at managing congestion in other transportation modes," unquote. The airlines aren't the only ones upset about the debut of slot auctions. The Associated Press reports the managers of New York City's Big Three airports say they'll fight the experiment. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has issued a legal notice warning that John F. Kennedy, Newark Liberty, and LaGuardia will refuse to accept any flights which result from the federal slot auction. The DOT is already warning that the standoff could cost the airports their federal funding. The Port Authority claims that an airport manager has the right to disallow departures or arrivals issued by auction. DOT attorney DJ Gribben says the statement boldly violates the Port Authority's funding agreements with the FAA. Port Authority Aviation Director Bill Dakota says not only will the port bring legal action against the FAA, but if an airline flight lands at one of the airports claiming access due to a slot auction, quote, "we're not going to allow it to come to a terminal," unquote. Democrat Senator Charles Schumer expressed his support for the port's position, quote, "we're going to fight this every step of the way," unquote. The DOT's position is that slot auctions will allow market forces to reduce congestion and delays. Airports and airlines say using slots to thin the pack will result in increased costs and the loss of service to small communities. And finally, we know it was big. It's big every year. But exactly how big was it this year? Yesterday, the Experimental Aircraft Association released official figures on attendance for AirVenture Oshkosh 2008, which officially wrapped up on Sunday afternoon. EAA President Tom Poberesny noted, quote, "The concern was that 2008 would be less than a banner year because of questions and challenges in areas such as fuel prices and the economy. But it turned out to be an overwhelming week. Each day on the grounds was filled with outstanding activities that made every day at AirVenture a unique event in itself. This year's Oshkosh was the shot of enthusiasm, inspiration, and economic boost that aviation needed," unquote. Overall attendance is estimated at 540,000. That's a slight drop from last year, but on par with 2006. More than 10,000 aircraft arrived at Whitman Regional Airport and alternate landing facilities in the area. That's down about 1% from last year. But World War II-era warbirds were actually more numerous than last year, despite their thirst for avgas. One big increase can be credited to the declining value of the U.S. dollar. favorable exchange rates brought 2,128 people from other countries to Oshkosh. They came from 71 nations, and that number was up 25%. Campers in the fly-in and drive-in categories totaled more than 37,000 this year, and there were 865 registered media representatives on site from five continents. Paul Berezny says next year's event will feature Virgin Galactic's White Knight 2 space vehicle, a reunion of participants from Concorde's five visits to Oshkosh over the past 25 years, and a salute to mission aviators who perform humanitarian work around the globe. Quote, visitors in 2009 will also begin to see additional amenities and site upgrades that will make EAA AirVenture 2009 an even better experience and value as the world's greatest aviation celebration, unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll hear EAA President Tom Poberesny's closing remarks to reporters Sunday afternoon at AirVenture in their entirety, followed by my chat with EAA's Dick Nepinski about the official attendance numbers released yesterday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.